This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Space Command will move from Colorado Springs to Alabama, President Donald Trump announced today. Trump mentioned military reasons for the choice, but also blasted Colorado for an unrelated reason.
The problem I have with Colorado, one of the big problems, they do mail-in voting. They went to all mail-in voting, so they have automatically crooked elections, and we can't have that.
There has been no evidence of corruption with Colorado's all-mail ballot system. The location of Space Command headquarters has been a political back and forth since Trump revived the command, 6 years ago. A new NIH grant to the Colorado School of Public Health will fund a training program for nurses to research gun violence prevention. Dr. Emmy Betts leads the school's Firearm Injury Prevention Initiative. She says one focus of the program will be studying how firearm injuries and deaths affect communities differently.
So, suicide in rural communities, youth violence in urban communities, et cetera, sort of understanding it's not one problem consistently across the board.
Organizers say nurses bring a unique patient-centered perspective to the work. Betts says the grant is a bright spot at a time when federal funding for community-based violence prevention programs is being cut. The commute remains snarled south of Denver this evening along southbound I-25 due to a major accident earlier that has closed the two left lanes at Lincoln Avenue. Meanwhile, the center lane of eastbound C-470 remains closed near Chatfield Reservoir because of an accident between Wadsworth Boulevard and South Platte Road. COTrip.org has all the details. Clear and 46 degrees tonight in Grand Junction, sunny and 87 tomorrow. This is CPR News.